This is St. Louis Public Radio. One thing fans of William Shakespeare enjoy about his work is its enduring relevance. Take The Merchant of Venice. The anti-Semitism seen in that play persists centuries later. The 2016 play, District Merchants, expands Shakespeare's premise by adding the racism of Reconstruction-era United States. It begins performances tonight at New Jewish Theater, St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
Is Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice an anti-Semitic play, or just a play about anti-Semitism? That's a question scholars have debated for centuries. Now, what if you took that ambiguity and throw into the mix race relations, specifically relations between Jews and African Americans? That's the conceit of District Merchants.
We're doing this play at exactly the right time, in exactly the right city.
That's artistic director Edward Caulfield. The 2016 play was written by Aaron Posner. Shakespeare wrote about a Venetian merchant named Antonio and a Jewish moneylender, Shylock. Posner's retelling is set in Washington, D.C. after the Civil War. It pairs Shylock with a black businessman named Antoine. A highlight of Shakespeare's play is Shylock's eloquent speech about the humanity of the Jewish people. Here's a taste of it from a 2004 film with Al Pacino.
Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands? Senses, affections, passions, fed with the same food, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is. If you prick us, do we not bleed?
In the newer play, that plea is interrupted by Antoine's objection.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh?
Your people sold my people. You financed slavery. You profited from slavery. You people do nothing but take and take and take and take and take it. So what the hell do I care if you laugh when we tickle you?
That's Gary Wayne Barker playing Shylock and J. Samuel Davis as Antoine. District Merchants is full of people who are being held down by racism, anti-Semitism, sexism. They have competing senses of victimhood and trouble empathizing with each other. Director Jacqueline Thompson says those conflicts are familiar to anyone following the news today.
All this stuff is mirroring society. All these themes, all these relationships are a clear glimpse into some of the most uncomfortable things that we deal with. It's definitely a visceral, raw look into a myriad of things that we are looking at on the news, on social media, every single day.
You can hear some of that rawness in an exchange between an Irish immigrant and a freed black man. Be advised, it contains some rough language and ethnic slurs.
I know what it is to want more. I know what it is to be poor, hated, and looked down on just because you're, you know, you. Land of the free, my Aunt Fanny, skinny old arse. Free and easy as long as you're not a mick, a kike, a wop.
A Polack?
Oh, no. Jesus, them Polacks
now,
they...
Imagine it's like that for you everywhere. Everywhere and always.
But that's
always and everywhere. Look, imagine I took this poker and I branded liar and thief and scoundrel on your face.
Well, I don't think all those words would fit on my face.
Oh, trust me, I'd make them fit. Because that's what white folks see when they see a black man.
Not everyone sees that.
Not everyone. Yeah.
That was Paul Edwards and Rob White. Edward Caulfield, New Jewish Theater's artistic director, says there are parts of this play that will be hard to hear, but that's not a bad thing.
I hope that this play pushes forth a conversation about where can we work to be better between the Jewish community and the African-American community and in the St. Louis community as a whole.
Shylock famously demands from the merchant a pound of flesh, something that's probably more helpful for everyone in the play and in the audience is an open mind. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.